این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date September 9th, 1964. Place: the city of Qom. Warning to the Muslim states concerning the Palestinian question. The land of Palestine has been usurped. They have become completely homeless and wretched. Shouldn't the Muslim government raise any objections? Shouldn't they say something? Should you enter into an alliance with a government which has thrown 1 million Muslims out of their homeland and made them homeless? If you have not formed an alliance with them, we'll announce that you haven't in your newspapers. Allow that which I'm saying now to be published. If you refuse to do so, they obviously you have aligned yourselves with them. You have aligned yourselves with Israel's.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRib English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and shed light on some of the lessons and themes that he was intending us to know and reach them and make use of them in our ordinary daily life. Well, on the subject of the deprived nation of Palestine, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "The beloved nation of Palestine should have unity of expression and reliance upon the exalted and blessed God. He, the clergy, attain spirituality and turn their attention to God to make all the oppressed nations victorious." Well, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh addresses the oppressed people of Palestine, including the children. A group of Palestinian children once presented a religious song for Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. The song which praised the honorable prophet of Islam, and it was sung in presence of Imam rahmatullah alayh in Tehran's Jamaran complex in 1980s.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
In April 2023, the Palestinian Detainees and Ex-Detainees Affairs Commission said in a report that nearly 200 Palestinian children were kept behind bars in Israeli prisons in inhuman conditions. What is going on for Palestinian children during the recent attacks of Israel in Gaza is so much cruel and heartbreaking that not only Muslims but also the whole world are impressed by these massacres. And it is crystal clear that even the UN is failing to provide the minimum protection for the Palestinian children against the physical and the psychological abuse in Israeli jails and the army attacks. Israel has a long history in wounding and killing Palestinian children, especially during anti-occupation protests. That is why our great religious and political leader paid special attention to the issue of Palestine and the oppression of its people and again, especially children. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruh al-Ali Khomeini! Ruh al-Ali Khomeini! Ruh al-Ali Khomeini! and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.